I'm Brandon Tabor for KASU News. Hundreds of streets across the U.S. are named after civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Little Rock, Fayetteville, and Forest City each have roadways named after King. Jonesboro has an overpass named after him, separating Stadium and Red Wolf over I-555, and that's the result of the last attempt to name a road after King. But now the Craighead County chapter of the NAACP is revising the effort, but on a different stretch of road on the north side. On the phone, I have Emma Agnew. She's the president of the local NAACP chapter. Thank you for speaking with me today.
You're welcome, and thank you, Brandon.
All right, so I wanted to ask you, I know that this ordinance has been amended slightly, so could you explain what's going to be renamed as part of this ordinance?
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to correct, it's a resolution and not an ordinance.
Okay.
And the difference is a resolution is only read one time and an ordinance is read three. But we are asking for Johnson Avenue in its entirety to be named in honor of Dr. King. And that would be from Dan Avenue to just past the fairgrounds up to the city limits. So we're asking for the entire list of Johnson to be named in honor of Dr. King.
What would the process of renaming the road be like if it gets approved?
Upon approval, we have included in the resolution that there be a 2-year transition period. We took under consideration the businesses and addresses along Johnson that would have to change. And we put in there a request for a 2-year transition. So for a period of 2 years, the Dr. King street sign would be placed on above the Johnson Avenue sign. And so during that period, businesses that would like to can continue to use the Johnson Avenue address to give them an opportunity to change out their signage, paperwork and literature and all of that. So they would have a 2-year transition period.
At the Public Works Committee, you told them that you received multiple signatures of support for the effort. How many signatures have you collected in support of the resolution?
Around 400.
400, wow.
Mm-hmm. And we started collecting these signatures actually in January, Brandon, at the MLK celebration. And the majority, a lot of those signatures were gathered at that time. And we continued to gather them, you know, for a few more weeks. But we stopped gathering signatures probably in February. We wanted to just be able to show that the NAACP is not the only one interested, that there are folk in the community who are interested also. The names are not a requirement of petition, but it just shows, you know, a strength and support from the community at large.
There are hundreds of roads named after Dr. King. And as I mentioned earlier, Georgia has a good reason. Little Rock has a good reason. D.C. has a pretty good reason. So why Jonesboro? Some people will probably say, why name it after him when instead we could name it after a local black citizen who's probably done the same things as King, but did it here in Jonesboro or in Arkansas, like Daisy Bates or Eben Watson? Why not name the street after one of them?
Well, hey, we can certainly name a street after one of them. That doesn't say that we don't need a street named in honor of Dr. King. Dr. King is a historical figure, as I mentioned, known worldwide. And he did so much for the entire country, not just Jonesboro. Jonesboro just happens to be a part of the country. So what he did affected Jonesboro as well as, you know, Georgia and Alabama and D.C. and you know, everywhere else the streets are named. And so, you know, it's just important, and if, you know, people want to name a local street for a local figure, that's fine, you know, but that doesn't mean that we don't need a street named in honor of Dr. King as well.
We have an overpass that's named after Dr. King. Some people will probably ask, why that overpass being named after Dr. King isn't enough. Why are we trying it again? You know, this is the third time, as you've said, and the overpass is over I-555, which gets enough traffic anyway. So why are we trying to rename this street here?
You know what, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people don't even realize we have an overpass named for Dr. King because it's not even noticeable, number one. They don't, you know, they say, well, is there a sign up? Yes, there's a sign up, but it's not recognizable. It's not noticeable unless you're looking for it. And it's a overpass. It's not a street. It's like the equivalent of what, maybe a half a city block or something, you know. So it's very short. And we, that was done because they didn't want to rename a street in honor of Dr. King. So that was done, you know, I guess sort of as an appeasement at the time. But it's always been my understanding that there would be a street named for Dr. King there. It's never been said which one or when, but that's always been my understanding. And I think wherever this street is placed, there are going to be people who are opposed to it. And I don't necessarily think it's a racial thing. There's always opposition when a street naming goes up. So no matter where it's put or where it's requested to be put, there are going to be people in opposition.
Emma Agnew is the president of the Craighead County Chapter of the NAACP. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.